Okay, tonight we're going to start basically about a six-line passage that comes right before Lecha Dodi. So if you turn your page over, you will see what is known as Ana Bekoach. Okay? And this is a Kabbalistic passage that I guarantee you almost no one in the entire world learns. As a result, people speed through it, even worse than, say, Ashrei. Usually, these six lines, each line composed of seven words, is sped through something along like these lines. Nobody has a clue what it means because it's very, very Kabbalistic. It's also extremely rich in meaning and so forth. So since it's rarely studied, if ever, and it is rarely even pronounced correctly, we're going to give it some very serious attention. So we're going to start, that's right, we're going to start with the introduction from the Encyclopedia Judaica, okay, for Ana Bekoach. Now, before we go any further, Ana, it really shouldn't be called Ana Bekoach. It's just, those are the first two words, okay? It really should be Ana, like Hashem Hoshiana, right? That same kind of idea of Ana. Or Ana Hashem Hoshiana from Tehillim. Right? So it should be Ana Bekoach. So let's see what it says. So this is a quote-unquote prayer hymn ascribed to the Tana. Now, a Tana is from the time of the Mishnah. Rabbi Nechunya Bar HaKana. But like so much of Kabbalistic literature, probably composed in the circle of 13th century Spanish Kabbalists, okay? Which is very early, actually, because, for example, when you have the really major group of Spanish Mukubalim, it's in the 15th century, okay? So this is quite early. Okay, the hymn, right, originally part of a group of Kabbalistic prayers, all right, known as Tefillat HaYichud, the prayer of the unity of Hashem, okay? And then you can see what it says directly. It gives expression to the longing of Israel for deliverance from the diaspora, which is what you and I would normally call what? Geula, right? Redemption, and begs the Kodesh Baruch Hu for support and protection. And as I said a moment ago, you have seven verses, six words each, and seven times six is math that even I can do, 42, and therefore each line symbolically represents the 42-lettered holy name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and various mystical combinations. Yes?
Which name?
I don't know. It's above my pay scale. One of the names, right? One of the names has 42. I don't know what it is. There is the Tetragrammaton,
the
Tetragrammaton, which
is English,
which is Greek for 70. There is a 70 letter name of Hashem.
Mix up words on this.
Yeah, yeah. It's called the Tetragrammaton. Okay, now that's only pronounced once a year. That's on Yom Kippur, and pronounced in the Kodesh Kedoshim by the Kohen Gadol. Okay? Nobody else really would say it.
You don't know what that 42 name is.
I don't know. I don't know what the 70 is. I just know that it exists. These are things above my pay scale.
God, Google.
But the bottom line is, again, that it's a symbolic reference. Okay? With that in mind, why don't you turn your page over to where we get to Ana Bekoach. Okay? Now, like I said a moment ago, Ana means please. Okay? As in, Ana Hashem, Hoshiana. Please Hashem. And whatever else follows after that. So that's why I said it's really a misnomer to go Ana B'Koach. Because even here, in this page from the Siddur, you'll see Ana Kama. That's not, try saying that 10 times. Ana Kama, Ana. Right?
That's like someone's name.
It's like my friend, you know, Onomatopoeia. Okay? So, but this is Ana Kama B'Koach. So please, Hashem. Okay? B'Koach. Okay? Right? With the strength of Gedulat Yemincha, of the greatness, right, of your right hand. Now, don't think for a minute that Yemincha is unique at all to this particular tefillah. Anyone want to suggest, take a wild stab? And you can too, Javi. We'd love to hear you take a wild stab, as long as it's not at one of us. Okay? Where you can find Yemincha? Where would you find Yemincha? Anyone want to know?
In
davening. Yeah, I wouldn't ask because it wouldn't be fair otherwise. So again, Yemincha means your right hand. And congratulations, it's three times in the Az Yashir. Az Yashir. Yemincha Hashem B'Koach, and so forth. So there's just so many rich references right here in this Ana B'Koach. So I'm going to try to bring some of them out to all of us tonight. So there's a reason why Yemincha is used. And it is, as I said, found three times in the Az Yashir. And what is that attempting to communicate to us? What were the Mekubalim, either of the 2nd century or of the 13th century, depending on which version you want to go with, what were they trying to communicate to us by using this word Yemincha, which again is found in the Shira? Any suggestions?
Dominance.
Dominance. Good. Okay. I'll give you a hint. Probably the word is already found in the first four words. Which word would you think that's going to be?
Koach.
There you go. Koach. Good for you. Yeah, you're batting 1,000 tonight. Wrong season, but you're doing great. So, all right, so we're talking
Touchdown.
Touchdown is what we're looking for. Okay? So, Koach here is also being represented metaphorically by Yemincha, because certainly the greatest Koach ever directly seen by Klal Yisrael was at Kriyat Yamsuf. Okay? Now, Tatir Tzura. So, Tatir, for those of you who have been with us for a long time, and even if you haven't been with us for a long time, you remember the brachot in the morning, such as Matir Asurim. So, anyone want to take a stab at what Tatir Matir means?
Release,
such as, what's a word that many times you're looking for when something goes wrong within halacha? You're going to the Rav and you're trying to see if you can get a heter. See? Comes alive, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
So, we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tatir Tzura, right? To release the bonds. Okay? Right? So, Tzura means the bonds. Now, what bond in particular are we trying to get released? Okay, think of the introduction that we started out with a minute ago. So what bond, in a sense...
The bond with us, that we should bond with him.
Well, but we're trying to loosen it.
Slavery.
What kind of slavery? It's not talking about Yetzia Mitzrayim. What's it talking? The slavery of what?
Oh,
that's very nice. But that's very nice. Okay, it won't play in certain Jewish neighborhoods. So, what other bond is wrapping us all in its grip?
Let's see. There's the bond of Kesed.
Okay. How about exile? We live in the time of the exile. we live in Galut, or depending on which school you go to, Galus. Okay? That's where we live. And it hasn't changed. Whether it's the second century, it's the 13th century, it hasn't changed. So we're begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Ana means. Ana is not your everyday please and thank you. Ana is from the gut, from the deepest portion of who you are.
It's more intense than
It's very intense. That's like Ana Hashem, Oshiana, save us. Right? So we're asking HaKadosh Baruch
Hu.
Yeah. We're going to get to that in a little bit. But you're 100% on the money. So we're begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with all this power that you have, Tatir Tzurah, please release the bond. The bond of what?
Exile.
Being stuck in exile. Okay? That's where we are. That's where we are. All right.
If you think about it, we're not really stuck. We can make Aliyah anytime we want.
Okay, good. Now, is Israel in a state...
Not that we are, but...
Is Israel in a state of Galut or in a state of Geula?
Still Galut.
Still on its way.
So it's still a work in progress. Right? So even Israel...
As,
and
yet.
You all know what a huge fan I am of Medinat Yisrael, right? So even Medinat Yisrael is still on its way, but hasn't arrived. When will it arrive at Geula? Mashiach. When, this is public, so I'm going to say it very obliquely, when certain buildings are removed from certain places and replaced with a Beit HaMikdash.
Amen.
Okay, so with that idea in mind, everything that we live in, even though sometimes, for example, if you're in the five towns, you're in Bergen County, you're in West Hempstead, everything seems, you know, just wonderful. It couldn't get any better. The truth of the matter is, we're still in Galut. Okay, and Galut is not just a spiritual concept, but it really is a physical, and it's also what I would say a state of mind. Okay, so good so far? Mm-hmm. All right? So everyone's wrapping their head around the first number of words, the 2, 4, 6 words, right? So we're begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu basically, en galut. Okay, next, kabel. Okay? Kabel means, of course, to accept.
Yes.
Now, this word rinat, which means the song of amecha, and accept the song of your people. So, go ahead. Go what?
It's tying into us.
Oh, it could very, very good. I'll give you that one. It could definitely be, again, referencing back to the Ajashir. It could. It could also be referring to a very famous use of the word rinat. Does anyone know? We have Rina then too. That's true. That's in Shir HaMalot, right? Skok, you know,
Gila,
right? Sheva Brachot. Okay, certainly joyous times. How about think Yamim Nuraim? Anyone know where Rina comes up? How many of you have ever been to the first Slichot, which is always on a Motzei Shabbat? Who's ever been there? Okay. Who remembers being there, since it's usually at about 12:45 in the
very
morning?
Very late, yes.
Right?
Very,
so
very early.
There you have a very famous phrase, Lishmoa El Harina Ve'el Hatefilah. For those of you who studied Melachim, Aleph, Perachet, Pasuk Chavchet, that is exactly where the Pasuk is found. Okay, and we're davening there. We're begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He should please with the establishment of the Beit HaMikdash under Shlomo HaMelech. We're begging Him, please, lishmoa el harina ve'el hatefila. Listen to our song. Now, what exactly is rina? So rina is song. Okay, but. Ah, very good. Excellent. Mina is tefila. So let me prove that to you. There is a Gemara, and this you guys don't have. It's very, very short. This is from Talmud Bavli, Masechet Brachot, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph. So, one would have thought the following, says the Gemara. Yachol yish'al adam tzarchav. A person might have thought he should ask his requests. V'achachach yipalel. And afterwards, daven. So in other words, get right to the point. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Parnasa, please. Kadosh Baruch Hu, a good shidduch. A Kadosh Baruch Hu, whatever you're asking for. Right? Whatever is on your mind. For Shlema. Right? For Shlema. Whatever is on your mind. Okay? Parnasa Tova. All right?
You're making demands before you're
demanding. You're just asking. But you're not saying, asking, hey, give it to me.
I'm sorry.
I agree with you.
I just find it very difficult.
What you used to do as a little girl, Mommy, I love you, can I have?
Right.
Okay. So, I'll give you a good one. My youngest daughter, she should live and be well. Very wonderful dynamite kid and all that. One day, Arlene and I come home from work, and there's a scrumptious meal cooked.
What does she want?
So what does she want?
Okay. Which was not what I was used to coming home to. Okay.
And right there.
Right. And we say to her, what's going on?
Where's your report card?
I knew that you guys had a hard day. You know, v'chuli, v'chuli. Okay, so we're eating the meal. It's delicious. Everything's great. And she goes, you know, Abba, I was wondering, you know, I've always wanted a puppy.
Right? All this for a puppy? I'm impressed.
And I said, that's not happening. You know, there's a lot of different halachic concerns regarding having a dog. Mm-hmm. And I don't really want to deal with it. And besides, you guys are enough excitement I don't need on top of that.
Were you at my house the other day?
I don't need a puppy. So she goes, well, I can't believe it. I went through all this work for nothing. It was very cute. So I think she was 11. 12. She was cute and adorable, and you know, then she
unsuccessful.
became a teenager, and you know, it was very exciting. Okay, so here we go. So Yachal Yishal Adam Tzarchav Yachakach Yipalel. You would have thought maybe. Okay? That's what you should do. You could ask and then you should daven afterwards. However, Kvar Mefurash Ayideh Shlomo, Shlomo HaMelech already taught us the right order. Mm-hmm. And this is where you get big points. And Chavi, you should be very impressed with your mother. Right? Shnei Amar. As it says in the Pasuk, Lishmoa El Harina Ve'ela Tefila. So if you're supposed to daven and then have your request, therefore Rina Zu Tefila. Tefila Zu Bakasha. So what comes first? Tefila. Okay, and then Bakasha. And by the way, for those of you who have been with us for a while, what happens in the Shemona Esrei?
Shevach.
Right? Bakasha. And then Hoda'ah. So, interesting how that works. So, I would go primarily with Rina, means really Tefillah. Although it does mean song. Okay? But you can do it like this. A song of prayer. And that's still very, very legitimate. Okay? Amecha, your people. Okay? So that means all the people, all of Klal Yisrael. What do we do on Yom Kippur night? What's one of the things we ask for? I think it's before Kol Nidre. I don't think it's after. Well, maybe it's after Kol Nidre. What do? We ask a Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? Yeshiva Shamalo, Yeshiva Shamata, right? We ask a Kadosh Baruch Hu.
That's when they first...
Can we?
That's the beginning.
Right, that's the very beginning. And then we ask, can we daven with avaranim, with people that are over violating Torah and mitzvot? So how come? How come we ask that question? What do? We ask that question because everybody's part of Klal Yisrael. Nobody can ever be thrown out. There isn't a single soul of the Jewish people that doesn't have its importance. Okay? Everybody, to quote a line from Tolkien, from Lord of the Rings, everybody has a role to play. Okay? Everyone. So that's why it doesn't say Kavel Rinat Hatzadikim, right, Hanivonim, the Talmidei Chachamim, but no, Kabel Rinat Amecha, except the davening, the prayer, the song of prayer of the entire people. Okay.
Question?
Yes.
Although I'm not very sure, because it's...
Go ahead.
You can edit. If no one can be thrown out.
Okay.
Then why, if Chas v'Shalom, one of your children leaves the derech and marries a non-Jew, you should shiva for them as if they're gone?
It's a very good halakhic question.
You also put people in cheru.
Okay.
For other things.
Okay. So let's put the question. There's two questions really on the table. Question one: do we, in our day and age, sit shiva lo aleinu, if a child, God forbid, were to marry out of Judaism?
I know somebody who did.
That's number one. What?
That's
number one. Number two, is cherem the same thing? Okay, so let's answer the second one first. Cherem does not, in a sense, really mean the person is gone. It means
communicated.
Yeah, but you
right.
don't want to dabble with them, like they can't get an aliyah, they can't
all
get
true.
You know, all these different things.
But they still have, they're in a status of...
But they can still come here and daven.
They're in a status where they're still recognized as Jews, still recognized as being alive. They're just denied certain rights and privileges that they normally would have had. That's what cherem essentially is. Okay, you have great Talmidei Chachamim that were put in cherem or put themselves in cherem. Okay? It's one of the things, for example, Daf Yud Zayin, Daf Yud Chet, in Moed Katan, which I happen to be learning right now with one of my chavruses, it's a whole conversation about that. Okay? So that's number one. Now, do we, are we mandated Bizman HaZeh to actually sit Shiva if Chas V'Chalila, such an event were to take place where a child would marry out? According to many in our day and age, no.
Why?
Really? Why?
According to many, no.
You're hoping that they will come back.
Correct. And not only that, especially, and this I heard from someone who in fact had asked a particular gadol. I can't go into who the gadol was. This person's daughter married, unfortunately, a non-Jew. And he went through, the person was a really big posek, and he asked the posek, what should I do? Should I sit shiva? And he said, absolutely not. We know halachically that this person's children will be Jewish, and there's always the chance that you'll be able to have a strong effect as the years go on, but you'll never be able to have that strong effect if she knows that you actually said shiva. That would be the end of it. That's a much more problematic question. So I'm not going to answer that. I can only share with you the first one. Uh-huh. Okay, I don't know about the second one, whether or not that would be relevant in our day and age. Okay, but the first one, I can answer.
The mother, no matter what.
Correct.
There's still a chance. Let's say the child and divorces the person and comes back.
You never know, and it has happened.
Oh, I'm sure.
It definitely has happened. Okay, so let's just review. So I didn't mention earlier, there are 11 bakashot in this particular tefillah. The first one was Tatir Tzrura. The next is the one we just did, Kabel Rinat Amecha. Okay, those are the first two. Now we come to the third. The third is Sagvenu. Now, happens to be a Sephardic name, is a name Segev. Anyone have heard of Segev?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you have?
Only because I have Sephardic kids.
Okay. So there's that. There's
and
also
son-in-laws. Yeah.
There was a newscaster in Israel. His name was Tom Segev. Okay. Also, so very like makes Bernie Sanders look like a right winger. Okay. So Segev means to strengthen. So Sagvenu would therefore mean what?
Strengthen us.
Now, strength in Judaism, okay, has various forms. Anyone to suggest what we're talking about?
There's strength of our tefillot.
Okay.
There's.
And that's good, by the way. Why would that be particularly good? It's right after Rinat Amecha. Okay, good. What else?
So that we are spiritual.
Good. Strengthen us spiritually. Okay. Anything else?
Physically,
right? We need, I mean, it's very nice.
Endurance to daven all day long.
Exactly. And we're not exactly disembodied spiritual intellects.
Yet. We're not
okay.
Floating around.
We are not. We are definitely in need of, you know, all the different things that any normal human being needs. So Sagvenu means, I think, the whole panoply, the whole catalog of all the things we possibly could need, spiritual, physical, and so forth. Okay? So that's your next one of the 11. So I guess I think we're up to three. Next one, Taharenu.
Purify us.
Now, purifying people today is much harder than it used to be. Because with just a simple click of the mouse, you or I could find ourselves in very unsavory places. Or even if you're really a good person, okay, you're an edelmadel, and you want to find out what's going on in the White House, and instead of typing whitehouse.gov, you instead type .com, you'll be taken to one of the worst places on the entire internet, which
my
I will.
Son found it by accident.
Okay, which I will not even describe, given mixed company. Okay, but when I tell you it's bad,
oh my
I mean, I'm talking about off the chart, as one of my kids used to say when they were little, yucky. Okay, it's terrible. Okay, so in our now that you know about it, please don't go there. So in our day and age, believe me, it's very hard. When we say Tahar Libeinu, it means our mind, our spirit, our hearts, our thoughts. It's very, very difficult. You know, we've had this conversation, you know, before. Just buses, billboards, going to Manhattan, male, female, and of course, given the world in which we live, everything in between. Okay? So Taharenu is a very, very big request. And it's very hard. Okay. Now, the first name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there are seven names here. So those of you who are keeping score, the first name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nora. What does Nora mean?
Awesome.
Awesome. Right. That's the way we translate it. Some people would actually, and I don't know how this advances the Jewish agenda, they would say, scary one, frightening one. Okay. And if we've learned anything from the Lubavitchers, it's that you do catch more bees with honey than with vinegar. And the idea here is Nora, that Hashem is awesome. And where's the most famous pasuk that uses the word Nora? Give you a hint, it's Yaakov Avinu. That's it, it's one of my favorites. Manora hamakom hazeh, how awesome is this place? Okay. Actually, I fed her all these lines before class. Okay.
She
next.
Had coffee before she got
next.
She had something.
So Na is very close to the very first word, which was what?
Ana.
So what do you think Na means?
Please.
So Na Gibor. Now what's Gibor?
Strength.
All right. Or like Shimshon Ha.
Gibor.
All powerful. So Na Gibor. Please. All powerful one. So this is the second name that's used. Okay? Now, this gets really, really interesting. I'm really willing to bet you, unless you're davening in Israel with people who actually know the Hebrew language per se, mm-hmm. they're not going to get the next four words. They'll get the first two. They may not get the last two. Dorshe Yehudecha. So please, all powerful one, for that would not too bad, like door shav, but that's not what it means here. Dorshe Yehudecha. Regarding those who search out your Yichud. What's Yichud? Unity, as in Shema Yisrael. Hashem,
like a Yichud, right?
That's what you would think, but usually it's only the Chatan and the Kala that search that out, and you're supposed to stay away. But at any rate, Nagibor, please, Almighty One, Dorshe Yuchadecha, regarding those who search out your uniqueness, your holiness, your specialness, okay, what should you do? So here, we're going to go to the verb before we do the noun. Shamrein. Protect them, right? Which is another what? Bakasha. Protect them, kivavat. Okay? What's kivavat? Like the pupil of the eye. So in other words, you've heard that expression that, I love that person like the pupil of my eye. In other words,
like
it's
the apple of my eye.
Right, apple of the eye. It's so precious to me because everybody knows, lo aleinu, without a pupil of the eye, a person can't see.
Not much.
That's it. Okay? Now, next request, next bakasha, barachem, bless them. So, what do you automatically, when you see this word barachem, think of? Birkat.
Kohanim.
It's okay, Chavi, you can jump in. Birkat Kohanim. Okay? All right, that's what we're thinking of. Barachim. Okay? Bless them. Now, remember before we said Tahareinu? Purify us. Now it's Tahareim. Purify them. Okay? Okay, so that's the next one.
Of the Bakashat.
Yes. But now we're asking, not from us to him, now we're asking from Mitzad Hashem. So we become the other party to Hashem. So bless them, purify them. But the them, of course, is really us.
So why change the...
Good question. I don't have an answer. I was bothered by that. And I said, I bet someone's going to ask me that question. I don't know quite why.
Do they refer to them as those that haven't reached that Shabbat, where they haven't reached that point that we're discussing here?
It could be.
That they're kind of like a part of the group, but a little bit on the outside because they're not at that level yet.
Well, that would be the universality mm-hmm. and the inclusion rather than the exclusion. Okay. On the other hand, we do have Rinat Amecha, right? The davening of your people, whoever they may be. Okay? So, maybe. That's a very interesting nuance that you guys are suggesting. I like that. Okay, I really do. All right? And again, you have another one of this, the double mem referring to Rachamim. Again, so the idea here of what? Of have mercy on them. Okay, so again, my gut reaction is that somehow it's going back to Amacha, mm-hmm. even though in betwixt we had Taharenu and Sagvenu. Okay, just again, do you see why going that you're not
so
going to get anything out of
it? But it's so sad that they don't say that. There's so much to add.
There's so much here. And it's such a beautiful tefillah. And I'm telling you, 98% of the people that say it have no clue what they're saying. Okay? It's just the way it is. It's a very, very difficult conceptually because there's so many ideas to which it refers. Okay. Now, tzidkatcha. What's tzidkatcha?
Righteousness.
Your righteousness, your justice. Tamid, may you always gamlim. What's gamlem?
I know what a gamal is, but I'm sure that's not what they're
No. How about gomel chasadim tovim? right? What's gomeo?
Bestow.
Bestow, right? So, gamlein. Now, we've talked about this before. So, ligmol refers to a woman who nurses her child. So, what we're asking for is a lot of merachmanut, a lot of mercy, and bestow your justice, even if what?
We're not deserving.
Right? Because what's rachmanut again? Rachmanut comes from the word rechem, which means a womb, and the relationship between a mother and a child, no matter almost what that child might do, is forever. So we have a number of very, very almost female, in the best sense of the term, attributes here that we're bringing in. Very much of the feminine. The idea really of the Shechina. Shechina ends in what letter?
Hey.
Shechina is sort of the feminine aspect, if you will, of Kodesh Baruch Hu. So we're bringing in Rachmanut, we're bringing in Gomel, Chasadim, and so on and so forth. It's a very beautiful idea. Okay, next appellation, name of Hashem. Chasin. Chasin means tremendous one. Kadosh.
Holy.
Holy one. Okay. Berov Tuvicha. Chasin?
Yeah, well, I know my Machodin's name was Chasida.
Oh, that's for the Dalit.
Oh, okay.
So that's what's missing.
Okay.
Right? Right, exactly correct. So this is an unusual word. Chasin is an unusual word. It means tremendous, huge, but not huge in the sense that the person had problems with Weight Watchers. It's huge in the sense of chasin, all-powerful, almighty. Okay? So, berov tuvicha, with the awe and, you know, the amazing amount of your goodness. Okay? Right? Nahel. So Nahel is almost like a modern Israeli word. You have the word Minahel, right, for example. So what does a Minahel supposedly
leader.
Do in a school?
A
they lead and they guide. Okay? So Nahel, guide Adatecha. Your Edah. What's an Edah? Your flock, your group, okay? References back, of course, to Moshe Rabbeinu, David HaMelech, everyone. Okay. Now, next two words are two more appellations, two more names of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay? Yachid. Now, Yachid means what?
One.
One, singular, none other, unique. Another way of referring to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. I think we say Yachid Hu in one of the songs we sing at the end of the Seder and Pesach for those people who are awake at that moment. Right? There's Adir Hu, but one of them is Yachid Hu.
Yachid Hu, yeah.
Right, okay?
Usually.
Now that's usually, but the second night, usually,
yeah.
The women manage to make it to it. Okay. That's right. You got that way you guys get to go to a Seder.
Exactly.
After being so exhausted. All right.
More drunk.
Ge'eh. What is Ge'eh? What is Ge'eh? So Ge'eh means great. So Yachid is singular, unique. Ge'eh is great one. Okay? So now here, again, very interesting. You have to take the next two words out of order. You got to reverse them and put the verb before the noun. Pinei means what? It does with a yud. Penei, though, lifnot, means to
go before, go around,
turn. Okay, penei la'amecha, turn your face. Okay, like as in Berakhah Kohanim, right? Right. Yisa Hashem panav elecha. So it's the same idea. So la'amecha penei, in a sense, in quotation marks, turn your face to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay. We're asking, Kodesh Baruch Hu, turn your face to your people, right? Now, how do we know that we're talking specifically about his people, my people? Zochrei Kedushatecha, those who remember, those who mention your holiness. And that's what we do.
That's us.
Right? Mekadesh Shemo Barabim. This, remember, there's always, this is a very important idea, two ways to do Kiddush Hashem. There's the way, unfortunately, we as Ashkenazim, more than any other group of the Jewish people, have been Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. Okay? The Holocaust Remembrance Day, I think, might even be tomorrow. Okay? That's one way. And then, of course, there's the way that we're Mekadesh Shem Shemayim through our lives, which, of course, is the way to do that. In the ideal way. Okay. Shavatenu Kabel. Shavatenu, for those of you here from the very beginning, right, is one of the ways of referring to prayer. So Shavatenu Kabel, accept our prayer. Okay? Ushama Tzaakatenu. Now, listen to our cry. But I happen to notice, let me see if I wrote it down.
Is it a cry
here? Ah, very good. So I don't remember if I wrote it down or not. Probably I forgot to write it down. I looked it up this evening. The idea of Yitzaku or Yitzak, right, which are not like Yitzhak, but Yitzak with an ayin. Mm-hmm. So this is found a number of times in Tanakh. And what it really is referring to is the idea of crying out, not just crying out, but
like
in
Hannah
prayer.
Did when she was,
yeah, that would be good too. So the very famous, where it's very famously where it says V'yitzaku, is again where? In the Shira. And I did actually write down the Pasuk. So the Pasuk says V'yir'u, okay, ma'od, V'yitzaku b'nei Yisrael, El Hashem. Now, what kind of cry is this? So, everyone here has probably heard the cry of a baby at about 2:30 in the morning. Okay, it's not your everyday sort of like Pebbles Flintstone cry, where it's just like, hiya, hiya. Yeah. And it's not anything like the baby magazines that you used to see when you went to the doctor where, you know, the woman is wearing a $7,000 nightgown and, you know, gently looking in the middle of the night at her baby. No, no, no. This is levitating. This is levitating cry. This is where you levitate. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about this incredible cry of prayer. So now, how the next really fascinating name of Kadosh Baruch Hu is Yodea Ta'alumot, you who know all the secrets. Okay? That's what this idea is that, and this is the last appellation, last name of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? That you know everything. So the truth of the matter is, this is why we're rewarded for even good thoughts. So let's say you want to do chesed. I'll give you an example. Really good example. It was a terrible number of years ago, 3-4 years ago. There was a death of a child at Magen David, where I was teaching. And the child was one of my students. And it happened during the summer. It's a tremendous tragedy. Okay? But it was a summer day where the Verrazano Bridge was closed down. When I was trying to, I was going to go all the way to Deal to pay a shiva call from where we live, and because it was one of my students, but I no matter what, I couldn't get there. They had closed down the Verrazano, which of course caused a backup all the way to basically Sunrise Highway on the Bell Parkway. I got, no matter what, I just persevered. I got as close as to, there's a VA hospital in Brooklyn that some of you may have, pretty close to the bridge. That's as far as I could get. And then I said, okay, I'm going to use my GPS. I'm going to figure out some other strange way, no matter what I did. So after 3 hours, I had to drive home. Now, I'm sure that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards people even for their good thoughts, even if they can't quite finish the Gimlut Chasadim, that would be a perfectly good example. What's very lucky, however, is that this is only a positive and not a negative. What do I mean by that? If we have a negative thought, we don't get punished for that. Okay, well, that's usually given voice.
No, but if you think certain thoughts,
when it comes to that, you have to think and act upon them. Oh. If you don't act, right, uh-huh. You're not culpable. Whereas if you think good things and yet you don't fulfill it, you do get the reward. It's a very special kind of situation, happily for all of us. Okay, now last but not least, a line with which you're all familiar: Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto Le'olam Va'ed. Okay, we talked about this extensively, right? When we did the Shema, most of the time people quote the Medrash, which we also quoted when we did the Shema. This was Yaakov Avinu, okay? When he found out that all of his children were on the derech, as we say, and all of his children believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all of his children wanted to continue his legacy, Yaakov Avinu said, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto Le'olam Va'ed. And why at the time of the Shema? Because as also the Medrash says, what did his children say to Yaakov Avinu? He said to him, Shema Yisrael, which is another name for Yaakov. Shema Yisrael. You want to know how much we believe in Hashem? Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. To which Yaakov responded, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto Le'olam Va'ed. Blessed be the glory of his kingship for and his glorious name forever and ever.